Tisnak Masucci on dictating patient's name is Genevieve Cooper, C-U-B-R, Genevieve, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. Date of birth is... Date of birth is 2/16/1935. Date of service is 8/15/2022. Miss Cooper is a very pleasant 87-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic low back pain, history of kidney stones, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of back pain after she suffered a fall. She was seen in the emergency room. She had a CT scan of the head without any acute brain injury or hemorrhage. Also, CT cervical spine was unremarkable. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis demonstrated minimally displaced fracture of the spinous process of C7. Also, deformity of L1 vertebrae and acute compression fracture of T12. Also significant degenerative joint disease, as well as ascending aneurysmal thoracic aorta. Patient was admitted to the hospital. She was seen by orthopedic, who did suggest putting a TLSO brace with pulley system. She was, physical therapy was consulted. She was ambulated in the hallway. She was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to and below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. There's complaints of some discomfort and pain in her back. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. There ain't any palpitations. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other complaint. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, kidney stones, and recurrent UTIs. Past surgical history has been significant for leg surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration or history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of recurrent UTIs, history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, less complaints of back pain, history of arthritis, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle round and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart as well as two was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression number one, fall. Next. Next, T12 compression fracture. Next, compression deformity L1, as well as T11. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, elevated troponin. Next, hypokalemia, hypomagnesemia. Generalized weakness. Next, chronic low back pain. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to and below the towel, will continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy, continue her TLS or brace, continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Patient is DNR. Next patient. Kathleen Cartwright, CARTWRIGHT, Kathleen, KATHLEEN. Date of birth is 12/6/1944. Date of service is 8/15/2022. Ms. Cartwright. Is a very pleasant 77-year-old female with history of protein calorie malnutrition, hypertension, osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic UTI. Admitted to the hospital with complaints of diarrhea as well as nausea and vomiting. She had recently underwent a C5 corpectomy and interbody cage at C4 to C6 with fusion and C2 to C6 laminectomies. Patient has been non-ambulatory. She denied any blood in the stools. She complained of diarrhea. She denied any abdominal pain, no fever or chills. In the emergency room, she was felt to have a UTI. She was given IV fluids. CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed posterior thoracolumbar fusion hardware. A small right pleural effusion, otherwise no acute process. Patient was admitted to the hospital. With possible sepsis, given IV fluids. Potassium was replaced. Also, her QT was prolonged, likely secondary to hypokalemia. Patient was subsequently doing better, was treated with antibiotics and IV fluids. Physical therapy was consulted. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows and Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she has complaints of weakness, denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, heart murmur, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, joint replacement surgery, vertebral corpectomy, laminectomy, and cervical fusion. Social history. Smoking, she has quit smoking. long time ago, alcohol occasionally. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any hemorrhage or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of recurrent UTI. That's unremarkable. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pain, history of back pain. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, hypokalemia. Next, protein calorie malnutrition. Next, hyperglycemia. Next, recurrent UTI. Next, history of neck surgery. Next, history of back surgery. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs, consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage to eat better, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Donna Kovalchik, K-O-V-A-L-C-H-I-K, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, date of birth is 5-12-1928, date of service is 8-15-2022, Ms. Kovalchik. Is a very pleasant 94-year-old female with history of breast cancer, history of coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, not on anticoagulation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, mild dementia, as well as history of total abdominal hysterectomy, admitted with generalized weakness, progressively getting worse, increasing confusion. Was found to have a hemoglobin of 6.6 and dropped from a baseline of 11.1. Patient was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed gallstones as well as punctate calcifications in the liver, a mass-like appearance to the cecum and ascending colon, with few adjacent prominent lymph nodes were seen. Finding was suspicious for colonic malignancy, but cannot exclude focal colitis. Repeat CT scan did not fully evaluate this area with lack of opacification with contrast. Patient was at her age as well as patient's preference, supportive care was recommended. Patient was given oral iron, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted at the present time to below the towel for respite care. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of breast cancer, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, mild dementia, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history. Breast lumpectomy, coronary angioplasty, and hysterectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to amoxicillin, nifedipine, and penicillin. Current medications reviewed and documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness of pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, he does have history of CAD, history of atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She does complaints of generalized weakness, history of mass in the colonic area. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of UTI. History of chronic kidney disease. Neurological, she does have history of mild dementia, generalized complaints of generalized weakness, history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, complaints of back pain, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, poor inspiratory effort, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical neurologic. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next. Mass, ascending colon, next. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of CAD. Next, UTI. Next, DJD. Two implant patients admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will consult. Will try to keep her comfortable. Hospice has been following. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.